Welcome to the Midsters Podcast, your podcast for inspiration on being bold and saying yes to making the most out of your midlife.
You know, Marianne, over the last few months, we've talked about a lot of what I think of as more philosophical issues or spiritual issues. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking last night and reflecting on how those relate to our mission to empower midlife women. And I think the answer for me has a lot to do with awareness and becoming more aware of what you think and how you feel and how you process information. So that's a very conscious thing. But I actually want to talk today about something that's not a conscious thing, but maybe we can bring more into our consciousness, which is serendipity.
Love it.
And serendipity to me is the convergence of events that seem coincidental, but also speak of a deeper meaning. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes if we stop and look at those serendipitous events that have happened in our lives, we can maybe see a pattern emerging that might help us determine what our purpose is.
Oh, interesting.
So have you ever experienced a serendipitous event?
Oh, gosh. I look at it almost as a happy accident sometimes. I have kind of different feel. I would probably describe it in several different ways, but definitely a happy accident is one. And yes, I have. I'll tell you about that in just a second. I'll talk about a couple of recent ones maybe even. Mm-hmm. Because they happen throughout our life. To me, it's almost like the universe is leaning in mm-hmm. and saying, this is for you.
And also nudging you. Go this way.
Oh, yeah. No, it speaks to you. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is for you. And I think we should talk about opening ourselves up for that as well. So I would say, okay, serendipitous. If I look at it as a happy accident, not coincidence the same way. The most recent would be last spring, late winter, actually, I was taking a plane, Southwest plane, from D.C. to Houston. Mm-hmm. And I was on Southwest. So I tend to have points on Southwest and United, and I ended up on a Southwest flight. It wasn't a full flight. As a matter of fact, there weren't even a lot of people sitting there waiting to get on the flight. So I got on the flight. I was in the group one. I was able to pick my seat. I always pick an aisle, and I figured I'd have the whole row to me. People started boarding. Next thing I know, whole row in front of me is empty to the side, and a woman comes and sits right by me, right in the middle seat. And I like people. I am social. But when I get on a plane and I knew I wanted to edit one of our podcasts or look at it and give the feedback, so I wasn't really in a talking moment. It just wasn't where I was. Lady seemed delightful. Anyway, we get on the plane. I put my ear pods in. I think they're called ear pods, right? Ear pods in. And I start editing. Next thing I know, somebody's tapping on my shoulder. Yeah. Actually, I knew who it was. This lady sitting right next to me. And she asked me about what she saw because it had the word midlife in it, or it had a graphic of midlife, midsters. And she's like, what is this? And I said it was a podcast that I do with a friend. And we got talking about how that evolved. Anyway, we sparked a conversation that I could tell was enriching for both of us about midlife and where we were. At the time, I was on my way to go pack my parents up to help them with a move. And she had a lot of insight in kind of being in that sandwich as well mm-hmm. with parents and kids. And she shared some really good nuggets with me that I took away. I didn't think much more of it. It was great conversation. We did share information because she's like, look, I'm in Houston. If you ever need help with your parents, let me give you my contact information. So we exchanged it. I thought that was the end of it for the most part. Mm-hmm. Anyway, later that night, I receive a text from her, and it's a picture. It's a picture of her vision board and that she had done just a few weeks before with her kids. The center of it was all about traveling with women and spending time with women. Mm-hmm. And it literally said, I'm paraphrasing, but basically I hope to find a group of like-minded women that care about the world, have positive attitudes that I can travel with in the future. And I am like, oh my gosh, that was serendipity to me.
For both of you, you and her.
Yes. So we just got off one of our trips. We take an annual trip. We're going to add some more in, which is up on the Windjammer Angelique, the Angelique, which is a catch. And she came and brought a friend and she loved it. She said something to me on the boat. She was like, this is not the end of where our serendipitous encounter was or is. There is more to unfold. You are in my life for a reason. And I can't wait to see where that takes us.
You know, talking to her on the boat about some other things, and we're not going to use her name, but she knows if she's listening, you know, we're talking about you. And it's all good. She seems to me to be the kind of person that's very open to serendipitous experiences because she has a lot of natural curiosity. She is unselfconscious.
Yep.
And she is very outgoing. Yeah. So when something happens, she's going to seize that moment. And I think serendipity happens more frequently for people like that.
That's true.
For people who are a little more cautious, mm-hmm. a little more reserved, it's a little bit harder to see sometimes, but it still happens.
It does. I think you have to have your eyes open. You know, the thing about her, though, I thought so funny. She's my age. She's in her 50s. She'd never been on a Southwest flight. She doesn't even remember making that flight. She couldn't find her seat number, and she was so confused about it because she'd never been in a group, you know, like a grouping where you pick your own seat. It was like totally out of the norm for her. It was just very unusual.
And very meant to be.
And very meant to be. And that was serendipitous. You know, the other serendipitous moment, can I talk about one more?
Sure.
Was 11 years ago. And I know it was 11 years ago because I got this message, I guess on Facebook, that I had posted. And it was to the day, so I end up messaging this person. But about 11 years ago, I just started learning how to use my camera. And I was down at the Waterman, kind of where it was their waterfront where they parked their work boats. And I was down there taking pictures and sparked a conversation, which I do a lot, with one of the watermen and his wife. And I was like, I would love to get on a boat and be able to take pictures of other boats and all of you working. Do you know anyone that does that type of photography or that teaching? They're like, well, I don't know about teaching, but I know somebody named Jay Fleming. And he's just a kid. At the time, he was like in his 20s.
Right.
And I was like, oh, do you have his information? They're like, well, you can look at it. And they popped it up on Instagram. And he worked for a seafood industry at the time. And I think was doing some freelance photography. Had finished college just recently and a few years before that. So I messaged him on Instagram. He goes, well, I don't do workshops. I don't do anything like that. But sure, why don't you meet me out at Sandy Point? I'll bring my boat and we'll go out and shoot at sunrise, Annapolis and some of the watermen. And so I did that. And talk about serendipitous for both of us.
Yes, very much so.
So for me, it's taken me through a whole journey, both photography, understanding the Eastern Shore and appreciating the people and the culture of it in a different way besides just owning a house there and taking my boat out and kayaking. I mean, now I'm so much more immersed. For him, he started thinking about workshops. He had never done that before. And he's created an entire thriving business on it. Not just that, but it's rewarding to the individuals that get to do those workshops, but also the places that he goes and the cultures that he exposes. So it was serendipitous for both of us. So those are two most recent that come to mind.
And in the sense of the university kind of aligning things in the way it desires, if you will, that's a perfect story, because by meeting him and then inspiring him, he's also inspiring other photographers. He's also, you know, bringing the life and culture of the watermen to other people.
Right.
And sharing that and in that way, passing it on. So, you know, the universe wanted that.
True.
And bought it together.
Yes. That's one of those whispers.
Yes, it absolutely
like,
is.
Like, this is a moment.
I'm kind of in a serendipitous moment myself right now. You know, I retired in January and you know, just bang into travel. I haven't sat still for like 8 months. But I knew after my last trip that it was time to slow down and I need to, I actually said this to somebody on the boat when we were sailing. I need to put some structure in my life. I need to have something continuing so that it's not just like trip to trip to trip.
Right.
You know, I need structure.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that structure most likely is going to be around photography because I love it, because quite frankly, I'm good at it. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of possibilities to it. Well, I got home, you know, I was in London with my daughter and got home on Sunday night. On Monday, I got two emails from people asking me if I would be willing to take some photographs for them of different events.
That's wonderful.
And then I got invited to participate in an art show yesterday. And I'm like, wow, like the universe is saying, this is time for you. This is where you should be putting your energy.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy because a week ago I was talking about this and then boom, 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 three things in a row on that topic.
I think you put it out there.
I
really do think there is an openness.
And the universe is able, responding.
You're receiving.
Right.
You're receiving.
And for me, and actually this is like something I think maybe listeners need to be conscious of. Like, I believe in serendipity. I believe that it is God or the universe or whatever you want to phrase it or however you want to view it, interacting in our lives. Mm. And therefore, I respond to that call. So with these two people that called me about taking photographs, as soon as I saw those emails, I was like, oh, wow. The answer has to be yes.
Okay, that's manifesting too, right?
Yeah, I think there's a close connection.
Yeah.
When you manifest, when you spend the time setting intention, when you think about and visualize what you want, you're inviting serendipity into your life.
And I think when you do that, it shifts your direction.
Mm-hmm.
It can shift your direction, put you on a trajectory that maybe you wouldn't have been on before, right?
Exactly. And it also can take, I at least for me, I find that when I look at serendipity, it's kind of like the Robert Frost poem about the, you know, the divergent paths in the wood.
Yep.
It's the thing that tells me which path to take.
Mm-hmm.
And if I look back at my life and all of the incidents in which serendipity interceded, I could see that it led me on a better path.
Right. You know, and serendipity moments can come to us when we're open and we're happy and we're inviting good things in our life. And then it also can come in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about another serendipitous moment. I guess you would call it serendipitous. And it was in a dark moment where my son was really sick. And I realized that I might not see those mannerisms, those quirky looks on his face. I took pictures like a mother would, though we didn't even at the time, really, iPhones weren't a thing, not much. They were just starting. And so it was literally taking out a camera and taking pictures of birthdays and Christmas and holidays. It wasn't those moments like we do now in between. And that was the moment that I was like, okay, I'm getting a camera and I'm going to learn how to capture these moments. And I think you would call it serendipity. It was just an unexpected thing. I just happened to think about, wow, I saw a look on his face and I got tears in my eyes. Like, I'm not going to see that. I may not see that again. And I got to change that. I got to capture that.
Yes.
And so that is like a serendipitous moment that came from the dark.
Another serendipitous moment that revolves around that time. I was looking at a doctor for my son. For an issue that he was having. And someone that I knew recommended her doctor and said she's taking new patients. And it turned out it wasn't a good fit for Harry. But around that time, you were looking for a doctor for Hunter. Mm-hmm. So I passed the name on to you.
Yeah.
And that to me was a beautiful moment of serendipity. Had Lynette not told me about this doctor and then I was able to pass it on to you, it was always meant for you.
It was. And it was always meant for him.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be at his wedding.
That's so amazing.
I mean, that is a long relationship.
Yeah, that's
and
really
that
fun.
That yeah. So that changed the direction of so much.
Serendipity can also be humorous.
It can. Do you have an example?
I have a story.
Love it.
My husband's going to hate me for telling this story, but we, as you know, our first family dog was Kelly. Kelly was about 5 years old, and we decided that we were going to start looking for a companion dog for her.
Mm-hmm.
And around that time, like, we were just beginning discussions about getting a second dog. And around that time, I happened to have an all-day meeting at work on a day that Kelly got into something she shouldn't have gotten into and had to go to the vet. So I called my husband and said, you're going to have to take her. I can't do it. So he goes to the vet. And a few hours later, I get a phone call from him, and he's like, you know, everything's good, but I have a question about the vet. I'm like, sure. He said, you know, it took 20 minutes to find her file because I told them her name was Kelly Smith. That's his last name. But it turned out they had her listed under Kelly Gerardo. I'm like, yeah, probably because I'm the one who always takes her to the vet. He said, yeah, but like, our kids have my last name. Shouldn't our dog have my last name? I was like, are you kidding me? Are you seriously wondering why the dog doesn't have your last name? He's like, no, I just think it would be nice. Like, the kids have it. Kelly should have it. I was like, I'm not even engaged in this discussion. I mean, seriously. Fast forward a week later, we're looking at the Lost Dog website. Lost Dog is a wonderful dog adoption organization. And, you know, they do amazing things for dogs. But we're looking at the Lost Dog website. And sure enough, there's a dog listed on the website whose name, given name, was John Smith. He was named after John Smith of the Jamestown history, you know, and his litter mates were Pocahontas and Chief Powhatan. So
okay, somebody I love had it.
A great sense of humor. Not only was the dog's name John Smith, but John had some medical issues. And they, you know, they said in the description, whoever takes him is going to have to be ready for some, you know, potentially hefty medical bills.
Yeah.
Well, we had spent thousands of dollars on Kelly because she ended up a year after she was born, she had some weird genetic thing that we had to fix. And I just looked at that and I said, oh my God, God is telling us this is our next dog. He has your last name and he has like major medical problems, which we're so used to. And so we adopted John. And he ended up being, as I think I mean, I love my dog now. Mm-hmm. I loved Kelly. Mm-hmm. John was my canine soulmate.
Yeah. No, John was something special.
He really was.
For sure. And Smith.
And serendipity bought him to me. So, yeah. So serendipity has a sense of humor.
And it has its own intelligence.
Yes.
It does. Right? It kind of knew. You know, sitting here also just listening to our conversation, I started thinking about other serendipitous moments. And I don't have an example for this on the top of my head. I would have to think, but I want to know if you do. And that is, I think serendipity can also humble us. Do you have an example of where you thought or it actually humbled you?
Yeah, in a strange way, which also reflects a little bit about the sense of humor
sense
the universe can have. I worked at a law firm. Mm-hmm. And when I graduated from law school, I actually worked for a judge. And I think you know that whole story. The first judge I worked for died. I then worked for a second judge, and we started out in a very rocky relationship, which over time became actually a great relationship. And actually, when I finished my clerkship, he said that I was his favorite law clerk ever.
Aw.
So I was very proud of that because I had actually—
You should be.
Thank you. I thought I should be. But then I went to work for a law firm, and while I was at the law firm, I was doing recruiting at different universities in D.C., and in one of those recruiting interviews, I met this lovely young woman. And one of the things she told me is that she had wanted to get a judicial clerkship, but just nothing had panned out. Mm-hmm. And so she was looking at going directly into a firm from graduation. And something about her really struck me. And I said, you know, I think the judge that I worked for hasn't hired yet for next year. And I think you'd be a good fit for him. Let me reach out to him and see, you know, if he's still hiring and if he's still interviewing. Sure enough, she ended up having an interview with him. She got the job.
Oh, that's great.
Which was great. So fast forward a year later, she's ending her clerkship, and she actually was coming to work at the firm where I worked. So that was great. But in the last week of her clerkship, the judge called me and he said, since you bought she and I together, I would love to take both of you out to lunch. So I was like, that's fantastic. So we go out to lunch, and during lunch, he said, you know, I used to always say, Leslie Ann, that you were my favorite law clerk ever, but I have to say, now it's her.
Oh, no. That did humble you.
It was humbling. It was humbling. But also, in a weird way, it was very satisfying because, you know, we just said a little while ago, serendipity sometimes is good for multiple people.
It is.
I think it was good for her to hear that.
Yeah.
And, you know, although it kind of was like the spirit of the heart for me, I had moved on.
Yeah. So. You know, that your story makes me think that also serendipity conspires.
It does. It does.
Right? There's this conspiring piece of that, too. And I think that fits.
I think it knew I needed to be bought down a peg at that point in my life. So it worked. And I had no resentment.
No, I guess not. I mean, how can you? Yeah. It's one of those things that you're the cheerleader for that other person as well. And I know you're that person anyway.
I think the other thing that's really interesting about serendipitous events is that sometimes it'll work. Serendipity works within your existing framework to help you help someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there was a little bit of that in the story you told at the beginning about the lady that you met on the plane.
Yes.
You were able to invite her to come on the sailing trip, which was exactly what she needed. But also her coming on that trip was kind of exactly what we needed. She was a great addition
right.
to our group this year. But I also think sometimes it's interesting to see how it'll put a little nudge in you to do something for someone else. Mm-hmm. So for example, I'm very close with my son. We talk about a lot of things.
Yep.
And, you know, he's out in California and it's a different culture out there. And I know that he has a lot of friends, but sometimes he's like, he wants friends that aren't in music or aren't in acting, you know, to diversify, but it's actually hard to find. And he and I had a conversation about that one night. The next day, I was at Michael's and I was getting something framed and I was standing in line behind a woman who was taking a lot of time getting a piece, you know, matted and framed. And, you know, at some point she turned and looked at me. She said, "I'm so sorry, this is taking so long." And I said, "No, that's great. That's a beautiful piece. Like, take your time, do it right. What is that for?" And she said that it was a gift for her daughter who lived in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
So we started talking and it turned out that her daughter went to high school with my son.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, I think I know her name. I'm sure my son knows her. She was like, yeah, she had moved out to LA recently. She said, maybe we can arrange to get them connected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone needs friends when they move somewhere. I was like, that's great. I'll talk to him and tell him to look for her. Later that same day, I was in the grocery store and I ran into a woman whose son had played baseball with my son when he was in high school. And we started talking. How's your kid? Yeah. Her son had just moved to Los Angeles.
Wow.
So I called my son and I was like, the universe is telling me that you need to follow up with these people. You've been saying that you want friends who aren't musicians. These are people who are in different walks of life
right.
in your area. Maybe you should have a party and like host the Arlington expats in LA. You know, I don't know that he's done that yet, but the point I'm making is that, like, I think the universe was sending a message for him through me.
Right. I agree.
Through these serendipitous encounters with people who just happen to have kids in LA. And the next day I met a third person. So it was like the point was being hammered home.
Right. The other piece that I like about that is when you think about serendipity in the universe, there are those moments that aren't planned. Like you didn't plan to go out and find people for your son to connect. The universe, God, you know, either both found you.
Right.
And
well,
I think that's so wonderful.
On a boat trip, because the person that your friend brought along is
yes.
her guest.
Yes.
We were talking and I was telling her that my daughter was moving to London and her son lives in London. And so she passed on his name as a contact and my daughter has been in contact with him already. So it's like, it's that same kind of thing, like moving to a new place. What do you need?
Right.
You need a network.
Yeah.
Here's the universe, serendipity, helping create that network.
Yeah. I think when we find serendipity and we actually embrace it and lean into it, it softens our grip on controlling every aspect of our life.
Exactly.
Think about all the things that we would miss if we wanted everything in our life to be planned and for us to have control over. We would miss so much. I don't even know where I would be or what I would be doing. I could not have planned my life better than it is right now without serendipity.
And even meeting Robert for you was...
Yes, that was serendipitous. I was talking to him about that. I was like, would you consider it serendipitous? And he said, yes. I said, me too, except for the fact, the one thing that I think is different than it wasn't a happy accident. We lived in, you know, in a building for over a year together. Chances are mathematically, we would have bumped into each other. So it was... There was something there. It wasn't just a happy accident, but then it was. You know, he knocked on my door. Mm-hmm. That's serendipitous.
Yeah. He knocked on the right door.
Yes. Yeah. Talk about changing the direction of your life.
Right. Yeah. I think of it more as a meaningful accident. And I think what happens mm-hmm. so often with people, because they're focused on control, they have a plan. I mean, I know people who have a 5-year plan and a 10-year plan.
Right.
You know, they map out what they're doing every month. If you can't acknowledge and become aware of these events that intercede, that are suggesting a different way for you, and you can't embrace that and say, oh, I think I'll take a risk.
Yeah.
You may get to your 10-year plan, but it might not be the right plan for you.
Yeah, and missed out on a
and
lot.
And you may miss out on a lot. So a big part of experiencing serendipity is embracing it. Mm-hmm. When it happens, seeing, wait a minute, that thing that just happened might be meaningful for okay. me. Maybe I need to explore it.
Right.
And then giving yourself into that experience.
I think you have to have faith in the process.
Absolutely.
And I mean, the universe has its own wisdom.
It does.
It does. And we do have to lean into it. And we do have to have hope that there are going to be many serendipitous moments in our lives, and usually good ones. But like I said, there are some that humble us. You gave a good example. I was thinking another one that was humbling because you've told the story before, so you don't have to actually tell it. But it's where you were walking away from the bench and your dress had been tucked into your into your tight.
Yeah.
And that was a humbling moment, right? As well. And serendipitous in some ways, too. But
yeah. Maybe I need it at that moment to be humbled.
I don't know. I'm sure I have ones, too, but I can't think of the top on top of my head. Anyway, is there anything that you would tell, like, listeners to kind of give them some advice or to take pause to let serendipity into their lives?
Yeah, I think I would say embrace the beauty of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Accept and understand, have faith, however you want to express that. But you use the phrase lean into the fact that the universe is going to give you what you need. And all you need to do is be conscious of that.
Right.
Don't dismiss it. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean you have to follow every random thing that crosses your path. But be aware for the things that really have meaning. If you were thinking on something or contemplating something, and the next day something happens that relates to that thought,
uh-huh.
that's the universe telling you where you ought to go.
So listen to it.
So listen to
yeah.
it. If nothing else, you'll be left with such an overwhelming feeling of significance in the universe mm-hmm. because we're all so small.
Right.
When you realize the universe is reaching out to you mm-hmm. specifically to give you this little kernel, this nugget of something mm-hmm. that might help you in your life, it's so reassuring. It's so beautiful. It makes you feel like you matter.
It's true. You know, I also think that some of the most important moments in my life and in my family's life, they weren't the things we chased. They literally were the things that found us
mm-hmm.
and were unexpected and were serendipitous.
And I think for folks in our stage of life, sitting down and looking about at the course of your life and seeing where the universe interceded to push or pull you in a particular direction, mm-hmm. it's kind of helpful in assessing, like, what was your purpose? Because I think that's the thing that people in midlife want, right? We all want to know that, like, this journey we've been on has had meaning. Mm-hmm. And when you see that serendipity has interceded to help you find that meaning, and you look back over where it's taken you, I think it's very reassuring.
And it's mysterious and it's magical.
It's magical.
I think of those two things as well. You know, I think also I wish we think talk about us being in our 50s and our 60s. And then I think about the people in midlife, the women in midlife on the younger side of it in the 40s. And I like our podcast because I think we bring up topics that could teach or enlighten people as well. And so I would tell those individuals in their 40s to learn to take pause and actually like put it in their toolbox.
Yeah.
To be open and to allow serendipity into their lives. And when something like that happens, to really reflect on it, because now at 59, I can think about it and talk about it. And in retrospect, at 40 and 45, I was so busy raising my kids. You know, I was towards the end of it, but I was still raising my children. And I didn't stop to think about the things we talk about, the things that are so important, I think, now that I wish I had known then. And we had a topic on that, but I didn't bring this up. But I would love for those listeners in their 40s to even talk to their kids about it and pick out points in their own lives as children that are serendipitous. Because if we can live that life where we actually think that life in front of us will have magic and will have mystery that's not planned, then those individuals that are in the place like, I don't know what to do with my life, have some faith that life will take you exactly where it's supposed to.
And I also think for you know, that phase of life where you're raising your kids, if you can get beyond the need to schedule everything, control everything, you know, and let serendipity in. When something happens that's kind of a meaningful occurrence or a happy accident,
right,
embrace that and see where it takes you as a parent. You may find that, you know, there are things you never thought of doing for, with, or about your kids, or that they can do that, you know, get brought before you, get presented to you by serendipity, that actually would be beautiful things for them, for you, for your family. So being more open to it, accepting it, embracing it, it could really provide a lot of meaning to your life.
Yep. Living the magic.
Living the magic. Well, I think we'll check in with Elizabeth and see if she has any thoughts about serendipity.
As we get older, do you find that serendipity coincides more with the expression, everything happens for a reason? And if so, how has that shaped your outlook?
I think I've always thought everything happens for a reason. And so serendipity is kind of a subset of that. There are other things that are a little bit more planned or a little bit more predictable, serendipity being the unpredictable thing that happens. But I think that relates back to this idea that the universe has its own wisdom and it will push you where you're meant to go if you let it.
You know, I have such mixed feelings about everything happens for a reason. I think sometimes we end up on a path and something happens that's doesn't make sense. Maybe the universe knows it makes sense, but I might not at the time. So I don't know if it exactly coincides. I think of happy accidents with serendipity more. But that's not a good question for me. It's hard.
Things happen that seem meaningless. So when you say everything happens for a reason, you're like, what reason does human suffering have? But I think reason has like concentric circles.
Right.
Bigger reasons for the universe, smaller reasons for the world, ever smaller reasons for a particular place in the world, smaller for a family, smaller for a person. And, you know, we can really only see in our own lives.
Right.
But that randomness of events that sometimes seems so terrible and awful, I think it, you know, what that meaning is, what that purpose is sort of beyond our comprehension.
Well, and I think when I think about things happen for a reason, that reason might not be for me. It might be me experiencing it and it being for somebody else. So, yeah, that's a hard one for me because, I mean, you do have to look outside of yourself and for the better good and how other people may be benefiting from something that doesn't make sense at all to you. And it might not ever. And it might, yeah, it might not ever, but it does for somebody else. And like the universe knows.
Right.
The universe knows.
And to me, that's where serendipity has an important place in affecting mindset. Because you could easily say, you look at the world and you look at everything that happens. And you could say on the one hand, everything happens for a reason. It's all God's plan. And there are people who believe that and who, you know, steadfastly hold that. There are people, on the other hand, who are like, yeah, it's all random. We were just, you know, the universe just kind of happened. We're all just here. There's no meaning, rhyme, or reason to any of it. I fall more on the side of it's part of a plan because of serendipity. Because when a serendipitous event happens, that seems to me unmistakably to be the intervention of the universe into my life.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot walk away from that without saying, there's some plan here. I may not understand it all. I may not like it all, but it's just not random.
And, you know, I'm such a positive, optimistic person. So when I think of serendipity, there's a romance to it. Not that it's a romantic, you know, interaction, but there is something magical, mysterious. I think of the more the positive side, even though we talked about how it can humble us. And I believe all that as well. So I just keep serendipity as a very special, bright light, magical thing for me. So anyway.
You both kind of answered my second question a little bit, but I'll ask it again just in case you have a different take or a different way to respond. Do you think serendipity reveals itself because the universe has a design, or because our awareness has finally expanded enough to notice the connections?
I think it's a little bit of both. If your awareness hasn't evolved enough to be able to see and then therefore embrace, then it's just a random thing. So I actually, that's a really great question, because it really speaks to what I was saying earlier about our purpose and how serendipity helps us identify our purpose. We have to actually embrace that journey, that discovery, for it to work. It doesn't work if you're not alert and aware. I've always said to my kids from the time they were born, the single, and I believe this wholeheartedly, the single most quality you can have as a human is self-awareness. Understanding yourself, your motivations, your emotions, the course of your life, and seeing it as a, you know, a distinct thing that you can influence and change. You're not just like an automaton existing in the universe. Knowing yourself and being aware of yourself and being aware of the things that are happening to you is so important. And so if you could be aware that when serendipity intercedes, it has a role to play in helping you identify the purpose of your life.
Serendipity to me is an opportunity to trust and to allow something to change you. If you trust it and you believe in it, it will change you. And so we do have to be open to the universe, to God, to whatever is behind that serendipitous moment.
I love that.